This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 24th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant evening across Israel. Clear skies are expected over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with temperatures comfortably mild. Haifa will see a gentle breeze, making it a great night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the IDF says it killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th attacks and planning future assaults. Also, Walla reports just under an hour ago that the CENTCOM commander will meet with Israeli leaders amid negotiations with Iran. Also this hour, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has defended recent military actions, claiming they have shifted the balance of power in the region. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals that former U.S. President Trump's actions have left Israel isolated in dealing with Tehran. And finally, I-24 News shares insights from a close associate of Nasrallah, noting significant changes in his demeanor after a recent operation. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English provided a brief update just 23 minutes ago. Eisenberg, an observer of Middle Eastern affairs, noted 41 minutes ago that Palestinian Islamic Jihad admitted a fighter posed as a journalist in Gaza, echoing Israeli claims. Open Source Intel, known for conflict coverage, reported 40 minutes ago that an IDF soldier was injured today in southern Lebanon during an operational incident. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The IDF confirmed it eliminated a Hamas terrorist linked to the deadly events of October 7th. This individual was also heavily involved in planning further attacks. The military has also captured another suspected operative near the Gaza crossing. Today's actions aim to prevent future threats and maintain security in the region, turning to the meeting between the CENTCOM commander and Israeli leaders, as Walla highlighted. Admiral Brad Cooper's visit is set against ongoing negotiations with Iran. His discussions with IDF Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir and Defense Minister Katz could influence regional military strategies. The outcome may affect future diplomatic engagements with Iran. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has highlighted the strategic successes of recent military campaigns. Addressing local leaders earlier today, he emphasized how bold decisions have deterred threats from Gaza and Iran. Netanyahu's comments are part of broader efforts to justify Israel's actions internationally and domestically. Separately, Israel Hayom discusses how former President Trump's policies have left Israel without a clear path in dealing with Iran. Despite joint efforts against Tehran, recent U.S. moves have sidelined Israel in key discussions. This could complicate Israel's approach to future negotiations and regional security. And finally, I-24 News provides insights into Hezbollah chief Nasrallah's altered state following a recent operation. A close associate claims that after the pager operation, Nasrallah's behavior has markedly changed. This reflects ongoing pressures within Hezbollah and could impact its future decisions. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Cyberbit, a subsidiary of Elbit Systems, is shutting down its Israeli operations. The cyber training company is laying off local staff as it shifts focus internationally after recent expansions. Separately, Israel Hayom Business explores how modern workspaces are evolving beyond traditional offices. Companies are now integrating lifestyle features such as padel games to enhance employee well-being and productivity. And finally, CTech highlights that the UAE is resuming trade with Iran while simultaneously investing to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. This move could reshape regional trade dynamics, offering Israel new logistical considerations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details, independently.